It is 8:07 on your morning show, 2 below 0 here in downtown Charles City. We'll talk more about that weather coming up. It is time for Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And this time around, L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home because it's the Paws Pet of the Week.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It is 8:08, and with us this morning, we have Assistant Director of Paws Humane Society, J.C. Pikel. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm cold. Yeah. It's 2 below 0 outside, and it's probably about 5 in the studio. Well, at least it feels like it to me. I'm just cold anyway. It's probably a little bit warmer than that. But you brought a cat this morning that is playing with something. I'm not really sure what I hear. I hear him playing with something, but he's not shy. He's already jumped on me and gave me a hug this morning. Who'd you bring with?
This morning I brought JD with me. So the past 2 weeks I've brought his brothers, Tim and Donald. So this morning I brought JD. He is one of the 6 kittens that we had in August that came in. We think they were born in June. So they're about 7 months old now. All 3 of these boys that still need homes are super friendly, super happy and outgoing. just watching him prance around happy. Here is so funny.
I think happy is an understatement for this
cat. He is loving his life right now. Unfortunately, these kittens came in with really bad eye issues. So it's been a while and different kind of antibiotics and eye treatments, but we're finally getting them fully treated. We found an antibiotic that has been working great. Good. And now all 3 of these guys, the eyes have cleared up quite a bit. They do have some permanent damage just because as kittens, they went so long being untreated, but that does not slow them down at all.
Not at all.
If you were here to see JD, you would see that he is finding every little thing he can play with. But just a nice cat. He's one of the orange boys, I would say. Donald is probably more of a bright orange, and JD is more of like a dark orange, and then Tim is the black cat. So, and then their mother, Melania, still needs a good home, too. She is a tortoise shell color, so really, really pretty, really sweet and outgoing. But all these cats have been so, so sweet, and we're hoping to find them good homes.
I don't think you'll have any issues with this one. The eyes look a lot better than what they did. Yeah. He had one, I believe it was the right eye that was a little bit watery, but I was just kind of thinking that he was excited and maybe crying that he was out of the shelter for a while. Yeah.
And JD and Tim had the worst of the eye issues, so for them to be a lot better is just awesome. We're just really, really happy for them.
Yes, definitely. So that being said, the weekend's approaching pretty quickly. You have some adoption hours this weekend.
Yeah, so we are open this weekend. We'll be open Saturday 11 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 3. So you can stop out, see our animals, bring some donations. We do have still quite a few cats that are looking for homes, as well as we have 3 of the 6 puppies that are still available for adoption. So come out and see them, as well as a couple other dogs that we have.
Excellent. So what do you have coming up for events? I know it's early in the year.
Yeah, we have our first board meeting of the year next week. So we will hopefully be able to finalize some events coming up. I'm fairly positive we're going to be doing the Paws Fun Ride again, and we are changing things up this year. The last couple of years we did it the exact same way. This year we're going to kind of change it up and make it just a little bit more structured, I guess you could say, so and in a good way. So we're really excited for that. We will probably do the dog jog this year again. The tattoo event we are hoping to do again. I'm working with a volunteer on that, so just kind of stay tuned. It seems like we do things all year long. we compiled some of the events that we did the last, just in 2024. And it's like, yeah, this is why I'm tired. Just with Paws events. And I'm a volunteer. So if anybody's looking to help, we could always use help with volunteering for events and doing things like that.
Now, one of the biggest events that you always hear about is the bringing the pets to the brewery here in Charles City. Has there been any talk on continuing that this year?
I would say we probably will. Lainey is on our board, so I'm sure.
Oh, that, yeah. That works.
Yeah, so we will probably be doing those again. I think last year we did about one a month, which was pretty nice. We could kind of plan for that. And it's just a nice way to get the animals out of the kennel and into an environment. And it's also good for us to see how they do as well as interacting with other people.
Yeah, definitely. Now, it's been a week and a half since I've been there. Do you need any donations?
Yeah, we're always in need of cat litter. We did have a couple cats come in this last week, so always in need of cat litter. The dog treats are still holding strong. We're doing pretty good on dog treats. Paper towels, those are some. Oh my gosh. He sees the kids walking by. paper towels, those are always good ones. Canned cat food, we do use the canned cat food quite a bit. And I know spring is what,
63 days away?
63 days away. So kitten season is on its way as well. And sometimes, I know this weekend, I think, is supposed to warm up. So sometimes that can throw animals off. So we may have some early kittens.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So canned cat food is great, too. Canned kitten food. We do like the Fancy Feast. Seems like there's something in there that all of our cats really like. So the Fancy Feast is great. Just kind of stay tuned to our Facebook page. We have a Chewy wish list and an Amazon wish list, too. So there's sometimes we are in need of like dog bowls or cat bowls and that kind of thing.
Definitely. Now, something I forgot to ask you about is the dogs. On the dog side, there was an abundance of dogs last week, some pups even. Do you still have them available for adoption or are they ready?
Three of the puppies, one of them is already on a home visit. And then two more have approved homes that are, I believe, going this weekend. So we still have three dogs and I cannot remember for sure which ones. I think Jolly, Garland, and one of the other males. So both females have approved homes. So one of the other males, I'm trying to think of the other name. But and then Sawyer went on a home visit, so that's good. Been awesome too. We have a tentative home for Franny, which they want to think about it over the week, which is great. You know, we definitely don't want people to rush into something. And if our dog isn't the right dog for you, we definitely don't want to rush into that either. So it's been really good on the dog side, really good on the cat side. I believe I was just looking at Julie's report last week, and I believe we had 15 cat adoptions in December, which just seems like wild to me that we had that many adoptions. And then we also had 12 dogs come in in December. So we're going to be posting some stats on Facebook because I think this year has been just wild as far as animals and dogs and stuff. So stay tuned to that for...
So a cat adoption every other day in December then, pretty much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just learned
much.
Math
I know,
today.
I never really thought of it like that, but it was... And some of it is like... They adopted a kitten. They took a kitten home in like late November and we finalized the adoption. But still, like, that's a lot of animals. And
if we could have that success every month of the year, that'd be great.
Clear the shelter.
That's right. I don't think that's ever happened before, has it?
It's been a long time.
Well, that should be the goal coming up in 2025 is to have no animals at the Paws Humane Society. But we got a ways to go. You can find the animals that are available for adoption right now by going to Paws at Charles City. .com. And of course, you can find their info on Facebook as well. Anything else?
I don't think so. With the cold weather, just keep an eye on your pets. I know some dogs love being outside in the cold, and other dogs, like my dog, definitely does not. So yeah, just keep an eye on your pets. Don't let them out for too long, especially unsupervised. I did see a post on Facebook about that it is that time of the year to get your dogs re-registered with the city. And I believe they did move City Hall, so definitely probably look at that. I think it's over by Plaza Mexico now.
Nope, that's the police department. Okay. It's City Hall is now at 9... Now I can't remember the address. But it's
we'll
on it's at the corner of Clark and Jackson Street.
Yeah, so register your dogs. I can't stress enough how awesome that is. especially when the PD can look up the number and the address on the tag and take your dog right to you. The dog doesn't even have to come to paws. It's awesome. So keep your dog registered. I believe it's a really inexpensive fee, and that money goes right back to the city. So just keep that in mind, too. I believe that's in March, but I don't know for sure. I live in the country, so I don't have to register my dog, but Chris lives in town. So.
But I do. Ooh, that's right. I got two. Yes, I believe that's due by March 1st, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So once again, pawscharlescity.com has all the info on how to register your pup. Well, until next week, have a great rest of your week.
Sounds great.
And stay warm.
I know.
Got 40s coming up, thankfully. Still a ways away, though. It's 818, 2 below 0 here in downtown at Charles City. We'll have a community conversation number 2 coming up.